Welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now, here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back, CJ Evolution. It is October 14th, 2016. I am Patrick. Welcome to this podcast. It is, what day of the week is it? It is
Friday.
It is Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Wherever you're at, wherever you're doing, thank you for tuning in. I have a very special guest with me tonight. It is my beautiful wife, Jennifer, and she agreed to come on and talk with me and let me interview her on what it's like to be a police officer's wife. So, Jennifer, thank you and welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for asking me to join your podcast.
And happy Friday. Thank you for being here.
TGIF.
So, Jennifer, you and I have been together for, what, 6 years now?
Six
great years. And I wanted to just talk with you because a lot of officers obviously are married. And I wanted to just talk to you and let you tell the listeners what it's like being married to a police officer, being the spouse of a police officer. So can you enlighten our listeners about that?
Is that a loaded question?
Not really a loaded question. It's just, you know, what are your thoughts about being married to a cop? I mean, what are some of the good things about being married to a police officer? I'm sure there's some negatives.
I can name a lot of good things. I would say for me personally, from the day we met, I have always felt safe with you. You make me feel protected and loved. And even when you're at work, I know you're looking out for me and for our kids. And it's a sense of security that I have truly appreciated and enjoyed since we've been together. As far as you as a police officer, you're assertive, loyal, honest.
Thank you.
I pretty much know where you stand on all issues at all times, good or bad. you don't BS. it's a nice family to be a part of.
And I know you talked about before, well, we have talked about how it's probably better that we've got together kind of later on in our lives.
Right.
Than early on, because I imagine, I mean, what advice would you give to, if you have any new, you know, relationships, mm-hmm. or you might have a young couple that, you know, say a young wife that marries a police officer. And I imagine, even though you haven't been there, but I imagine it would be a lot more difficult for a spouse to be married to a police officer with young children.
I imagine it would be too. And I think, we're fortunate in the fact that our kids are teenagers and older, so when you're working nights, it's not as disruptive as it would be with young children. Getting used to the schedule, you working graves for 5 straight years, that was hard. Mm-hmm. That was definitely hard. It's hard to go to bed alone at night and wake up alone. Mm-hmm. I think for young families, it definitely takes adjustment, because now not only are you, you know, as the spouse alone at night, but you're having to take care of the children by yourself mm-hmm. all night long for the duration of your shift. And then on top of that, you come home and now you need to sleep and rest. So it's, I have a hard time keeping our dogs quiet in the morning. When you get home, I couldn't imagine trying to keep babies and toddlers quiet mm-hmm. while daddy is sleeping.
Mm-hmm. And I think, and I've always thought that it's important to, for officers, you know, and it's hard sometimes, but I always think it's important not to bring, you know, your work home with you. And I know there's been times like with you and I, you want to know what's going on, you know, in my job. And there's times that I don't want to talk about it that much, mm-hmm. but I think it's important, not just in law enforcement, but any job, that you have to have a balance. You know, when it's family time, it's family time, and you don't want to bring, you know, some of the negativity that, you know, I see on the streets or in my job. You don't want to bring that home, even though the flip side of that is that it's good to talk about it and get it off your chest. So,
right, which I encourage you to do mm-hmm. is, you know, to talk to me, but obviously there's you know, you pick and choose what you want to share and discuss. And mm-hmm. more of our conversations have been generalized about the climate for law enforcement these mm-hmm. days. And, you know, it is, it's scary. You walk out that door, and even in an administrative position now, it's, you could go to the PD and some explosive device could be planted outside the PD, like yeah. just happened up in Nederland.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really scary time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I pray every day that you come home safe.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're fortunate. And I've told, you know, listeners before, we're mm-hmm. pretty fortunate where we're at, but it's still, you know, I'm still part of law enforcement. There's a lot of law enforcement men and women, you know, out there every day that do a very dangerous job on the street. And,
yes.
And as far as I think, you know, advice for new couples is, you know, you just have to, you kind of have to weather the storm sometimes and be communicative and be, you know, communicate with your spouse and,
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, not bring the crap you see home mm-hmm. with you. And, yeah, and spend time, you know, away from the job. And I know we were talking about this before about having, I'm a big proponent about having connections and relationships outside of law enforcement. I think that's very important. And, you know, for those of you who are going to listen to this, I mean, I have nothing but great things to say for my brothers and sisters in blue. And I'm, you know, I'm a cop and that's what I do. And I support my police, obviously, but I think you need to have, you know, connections outside of the department. So,
yeah, I'll just state an example. When Patrick and I met, he had told me how tight the law enforcement community is. And not having had that experience with anyone in law enforcement personally, it took me a while to figure out what he was talking about. I came from a very different social network and world, and
a higher social class than me.
Crazy artists and fun-loving individuals, we'll put it that way. and it took a while for you to learn to relax and mm-hmm. have fun with my group of friends and mm-hmm. people that had been important in my life for 25 plus years.
And that's because you're just conditioned a certain way, you know, in law enforcement.
Yeah, hard to trust.
Yeah, right? It's hard to trust, and you know, you're, you know, it's embedded in you, it's ingrained in you, and it's not necessarily a bad thing to have your guard up a lot, because there are a lot of bad people out there. But I learned over the years that the majority of people out there are good people. You know, there are obviously there's a bad element, but you know, the majority of people, at least I believe, and maybe I'm just naive, and it's weird because the older I get, you think the more crotchety I would get or more stern I would get and be less trusting of people. But, and again, I still have my guard up, but I think I'm a lot more trusting than I used to be. And that is because of you, and that is because of your influence on me and opening me up to these, you know, new connections, these new experiences mm-hmm. that I wouldn't have if it wasn't for you. And I think it's important, you know, for officers. You know, when I go teach and I talk to officers, I always come back to that it's, you know, you're a cop, you know, in your soul and your heart, and that's great, but you have to have influences, you know, outside of law enforcement. I think
and
it's
balance.
So important. And balance you need
life
in your
is
life.
About balance.
Yeah, life is about balance. I had a podcast about that. You know, and it
probably
it,
my suggestion.
It was, I think it was your suggestion. And I think you're right. It's about balance. You have to have that. And you know, family is so important in law enforcement. And you know, with, like you said, with our crazy hours, it's so important to have that balance.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I would just suggest for other spouses out there, what I've learned over time is to just be supportive of your husband or wife who is out there working for our citizens, our safety and security every single day. They're getting a lot of crap, and it makes me mad as a wife to see them portrayed on the news as, you know, being unjust, or, you know, it just, it infuriates me that police officers have been getting a bad rap. And I know, Patrick, you say that some of it is deserved, and sure, cops can make bad decisions, but I want to support you. I want to support all law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It's a thankless, difficult job. And if I could encourage the community to, communities everywhere, to do more to drop off treats at your local PD or
we like the treats,
you know, healthy snacks. But you know, it just every time someone from our town drops off goodies or thank you notes or
sure,
kids
yeah.
come and visit and thank you for, you know, keeping them safe, it melts all of our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes all of us feel so good.
Well, it makes us feel good too.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, it's a tough job, and I know everybody listening knows that. And when we're talking about this, it's not just for law enforcement, it's many different jobs in criminal justice, because you might be working in parole or probation and have some of the same challenges that,
sure.
you know, and you probably do that law enforcement does. So I'm not just speaking directly to law enforcement, I'm speaking to criminal justice professionals too, because they have a high stress job too. I mean, you know, people in probation, corrections, and I don't know how people do corrections. I could not do that. So it takes a special breed to go and work in a prison or a jail. So, but they have tough jobs too. And like you said, it's shift work, and you know, coming home and having a loving family and a supportive family. That is so much. That's such a big part of it. When you have that, and you have a great marriage, and you have a great relationship with your significant other. And you have great kids, like as we do. That's half the battle. I mean, that's probably more than half the battle, you know.
And the kids so appreciate, we were just talking about this too, how I've learned to enjoy quiet nights at home. I mean, here we are, it's Friday night, you and I are
doing a podcast.
Hanging out at home. You know, but that is so much more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Than going out to a party. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just...
Well, part of it's I'm getting old and I can't party.
Well, we both are, honey. But, you know, our kids love game night. I mean, just sitting around the table and playing games and watching the snowfall. Or it just... All those special moments become more special.
Sure.
When you realize that you never know.
Yeah.
What... tomorrow can bring,
especially in, you know, criminal, in law enforcement and,
right.
and criminal justice. And
right.
yeah, you know, it's about connections. We've talked about that a lot before, and having those good, meaningful, you know, connections. And, you know, I've always said, you know, nobody's, you know, on their deathbed, people aren't going to say, hey, I wish I would have spent more time at work, or I wish I would have went for that promotion. They're going to look around and see who's around them, you know, and their connections. That's what's more
yeah.
important. I don't care if
your
you're
family and
I don't care if you're
friends.
A cop or you know, working in probation or whatever, connections are key. So, well, I want to thank my beautiful wife, Jennifer, for coming on to this podcast and talking, you know, and giving her perspective about being married to a police officer. And I don't know if you have any other words of wisdom for our listeners.
Oh, words of wisdom. So many. Patience.
Patience, yes. Patience is a virtue.
Patience, absolutely.
You talking about just kind of being patient with me or with?
Yeah. You know, patient.
I'm a type A. I know I am.
Yeah, it's taken a little adjustment getting used to your type A personality. But the patience and the respect that, you know, your spouse may not have a holiday off and you have to reschedule things, or you may have to explain to the family for the 100th time why you can't attend so-and-so's birthday, or you know, yet another family gathering. I mean, we make sacrifices as a family due to your schedule,
mm-hmm.
your
yeah.
workload, unexpected meetings
yeah.
on days off. It just
yeah.
you know, it's you have to learn to be patient and flexible and understanding. And as I said, just cherish that time together.
Well, thank you so much, my beautiful wife, for coming on this
You're
podcast.
Welcome.
And for all you listeners out there, if you could go over to iTunes and give me a rating, rate and review this podcast, I would appreciate it. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wink at my beautiful wife next to me, and I thank her for being on. And I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend, and we'll be back soon with another episode of CJ Evolution. Say goodbye, Jennifer.
Be safe. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.